Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you to you for another day in our lives. Thank you, Everlasting God, for having kept us throughout the night, waking us up this morning. Thank you, Everlasting Father, for all those battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, and you have granted us victory. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for being our provider, our sufficiency, our helper, our healer, our all in all. Be thou glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We thank you, Everlasting Father, for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for your word that has gone forth. Thank you for your word that has transformed, healed, delivered us, and drawn us closer to you. Hallowed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to another edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God, in His infinite mercies, will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your lives and your families, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm sharing with us what I titled, Greater Things Can You Do? Greater Things Can You Do? And I'm taking my text from the book of John chapter 14. John chapter 14, reading from verse 12 to 14. It says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. May the Lord bless the reading of His word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was a very, very comforting word of promise from our Lord Jesus Christ, telling us, He said, Most assuredly, without any doubt, I am telling you boldly that if you can believe in me, whatever I do, you will also be able to do. And you will not also be able to do, but you will even be able to do greater works than he did. That is a very, very, very exciting promise from our Lord Jesus Christ to you and I. So, our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us that the minimum we should do is what He did. And I pray that indeed you and I will begin to emulate Him, we begin to follow His footsteps in all that we do, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to know that what are some of these greater things that Jesus was able to do. Jesus happened to be a gift to mankind. It was not a terror to mankind, but a gift to mankind. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the book of Romans, chapter 6, also tells us that, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to be a gift to mankind. Can you look at yourself and say, am I really a gift to mankind? Have I impacted the life of those around me? Even those are members of my immediate family. Do they really see me as a blessing? How to talk of those who are outside, brothers and sisters, For you to do greater things, you have to start inward, start from the home. Be a blessing to members of your family. Be a blessing to the members of the body of Christ. Be a blessing to your community. Be a blessing wherever you find yourself. And then you can be said to be a gift and not a terror to the community. Another thing that we can see about our Lord Jesus Christ is that, yes, he told us that you and I should be the light and the salt of the world. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, he said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Are you and I the salt of the world? Are we the light of the world? When we get into a place, do we illuminate the place or we darken the place? Do we bring flavor or we bring sorrow? Let us ask ourselves that question. Do you go about fighting everybody or do you go about making peace with those around you? Brothers and sisters, these are pertinent questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because our Lord Jesus Christ said that you and I should be the light of this world. We should be the salt of this world. And let us walk in line with what God has told us to do. And he will grant us that grace in the name of Jesus. Talking about being light to the world also, he doesn't want you and I to repay evil with evil or good with evil. In Matthew 5:11, he said, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So, brothers and sisters, let us repay evil with good. Even those who persecute us, let us pray for them. They are maybe doing it out of their ignorance. Saul was going about persecuting Christians until on the road to Damascus that he met with our Lord Jesus Christ. And when he met with him, Jesus was telling him, "Saul, Saul, why art thou persecuting me?" He thought he was persecuting Christians, but not knowing that he was fighting against our Lord Jesus Christ. So there are people out there who are doing it out of ignorance. Some of them have zeal without knowledge. Why do you need to hate them? Show them love. Show them love and bring them into Christ. Pray that God will guide you to lead them to Christ, that indeed these ones may see the truth, and by so doing also be a peacemaker. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called sons of God." Are you a peacemaker? Wherever there is confusion, are you the first person they will mention as the cause of the confusion? Or you go about making peace? Brothers and sisters, if you want to do greater works than our Lord Jesus Christ did, be a peacemaker. Be a peacemaker so that you can indeed be that person that God wants you to be. And God will help you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, greater things can you do. For you to be able to do greater things, you must be somebody who is prayerful. Like our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, say, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there." Do you spend time, quality time praying? Because that is where you renewed your strength. For you to renew your strength, you need to spend quality time in the place of prayer, quality time in the study of the Word, that so doing you are building up your spiritual muscle. And I pray that God will grant you that grace, that at all times, that you may renew your spiritual muscle, that you may be able to spend quality time in the place of prayer, to be one-on-one with the Father, just as Jesus Christ was alone with God. You will spend quality time with Him, so that indeed you may be able to do greater things. And some of the greater things that you can do is that God can use you to heal the sick. As we can see in the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible says, "And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them." God was able to use His disciples here. The disciples went out to preach the gospel, and in the process, they were able to cast out demons, they were able to heal the sick. You are able to do great things. Why? Because they had spent time with our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus told them they should go out and preach the gospel, and they followed His instruction. They followed His instruction, they preached the gospel, and as a result of that, signs, wonders, miracles began to follow them. Brothers and sisters, if you want to do exploits for the Lord, you need to go out there, share the good news, let everybody know about the goodness of our God. And as you do so, signs, wonders, miracles will begin to follow you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will begin to use you to bring hope to the hopeless, those who have lost hope completely. And because of God using you, you find out that those ones, their hopes are restored. And God indeed will do so for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will do so for you in the name of Jesus. Don't seek your glory. Don't seek the glory of men. Seek after the glory of God. John 7:15 says, "And the Jews marvel, say, how does this man know letters, having never studied?" And Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but is who sent me." So, which doctrine are you preaching? Are you preaching the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ? Or you are preaching your own doctrine? If you preach His own doctrine, then you are glorifying God. He says that in that verse 18, he will speak from himself, seek his own glory. But he will seek the glory of the one who sent him is true and no unrighteousness in him. Brothers and sisters, do not seek after fame, but seek after the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything that you need shall be added unto you. So let us seek for the glory of God, not for our own glory. Now, if you are perchance hearing me this morning, and you have not given your life to Christ, I want to give you that opportunity, so that you too can do greater things than our Lord Jesus Christ did. Because He has made that promise, and His word is yea and amen. He said, if only you believe. Everyone that believes can do those great and mighty things. You don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be a bishop for God to use you. All you need to do is to believe. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve every day of my life, in the name of our Lord Jesus." Father, thank you for this, your children, that giving their lives unto you. I say, Lord, show them your mercy. Let them never go back to their sinful life, in the name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, Father, Lord, be with them, keep them, guide them, direct them, Lord. Let your mighty hand rest upon them. Indeed, Lord, let these ones be the salt. Let them be the light of the world. Let them be a gift to their generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever these ones touch, let them prosper. Strengthen them on all sides. Let signs, let wonders, let miracles, let you follow these, your children, for your glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.